everyone was taken back by surprise, mostly because every attempt that the senator had made before the meeting had happened was just resoundedly denied. He'd spoken to the vice president of the country, who had said, no, you can't have a visit, no, you can't have a video call, no, you can't have a phone call. Just, flatly denied every opportunity, every request he had for an opportunity to meet with him. Earlier this morning, Senator Van Hollen and I accompanied him where he drove to the prison, and a military blockade was set up in the road specifically to prevent him from getting access to the facility. So you can imagine his surprise and everyone else who's been following this story, the level of surprise when Mr. Abrego Garcia walked right into a hotel in the capital in San Salvador and sat down and spoke with the senator to the first time that anyone, his attorneys, any U.S. official, any family member has had the opportunity to speak with him or make any kind of contact with him since he was brought here over a month ago.
Okay, so in passing there, you just answered a key question that we had, which was, sure, the senator wasn't allowed inside the prison. And this photo that you could see at WTOP.com, this photo of the two sitting down, it certainly doesn't look like it's in prison. You said that that's at a hotel. So this meeting actually didn't happen inside the prison.
No, it didn't. And actually, the prison is about roughly an hour outside of the capital of El Salvador. And so what we were able to piece together that had to happen is that, Mr. Abrego Garcia was taken out of the prison. You can tell by the photo that you referenced that he's in plain clothes. He's wearing a baseball cap and a short sleeve shirt and jeans. And so he was given the opportunity to change. He was brought to a hotel where the two men met in the capital in San Salvador. And they sat down and had a conversation on the patio of the hotel. The photo does portray it to be quite a contrast from the harsh conditions that the super maximum prison facility where he's been held since last month. It's a huge contrast from where he has been to the meeting that took place today.
That's right. You can see it looks like they're at a restaurant, and I suppose they are at a restaurant if they're at a hotel. They're sitting down at a table. They each have glasses of water, and they're just sitting there chatting. You would never know the circumstances surrounding this if you weren't following it. It's really something to see. Do we know what changed within the government in El Salvador to have Chris Van Hollen suddenly be able to meet with this man who he's been there for 2 days trying to meet with him, trying without success, and then suddenly this seems to have happened out of nowhere? Do we know what happened within the government of El Salvador? What may have changed? Any indication of what may have changed?
We don't know exactly what changed for the government of El Salvador and for President Bukele, who we have to imagine he was the one who made the call here for this meeting to happen. But you can kind of piece it together. Senator Van Hollen made a big splash, and I don't think anyone really expected, at least from both the Trump administration or the Bukele administration, I don't think they really expected or prepared for the coverage that Senator Van Hollen got and just how his visit kind of echoed across the globe, really. It did not, however, make a big splash here on the ground in local media in El Salvador. Bukele remains incredibly popular for his, stance taking on the gangs and the tactics that he uses to crack down on violence here. But I don't think they were prepared for how well Van Hollen's visit was going to be received by the masses and how it spurred other Democratic lawmakers who have also said that they want to make the trip and are going to add their voices to the efforts to call for Mr. Abrego Garcia to be released. So you have to imagine that Bukele's office decided, hey, we're going to try to pacify this. Maybe if we let him have his meeting, we're not going to release him. They made it clear that he's going back to prison. But I think the meeting came together probably out of an effort to tamp down on some of the noise and media coverage and attention that it's been getting.